Joining me now is former Democratic U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln, newly named chair of the It's My Business Coalition. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Roby. It's wonderful to be with you guys.
Tell me, what is the It's My Business Coalition? Who's behind the effort? What's the mission?
Well, it's a great coalition, and I'm proud to be a spokesperson, to be talking about things that I worked hard for during my elective office. And it's a group of small business, family businesses, independent contractors, who are independent contractors out there, who are really wanting to bring a greater awareness of, you know, some of the frustrations, but more importantly, some of the possibilities of what might come in the form of regulations that could really inhibit their ability to maintain their business models as independent contractors. And of course, independent contractors, you know, you may have had one this morning, somebody that dropped off your newspaper. I mean, it's everything from hairdressers to financial advisors to emergency room docs to, you know, just a number of different realtors or a big real estate agents, software engineers, taxi drivers, personal trainers. But there's a lot of people that choose to really set up their businesses in a business model as an independent contractor in order to be able to provide the kind of flexibility to themselves to be their own boss. And we just want to make sure that they will be able to maintain that. There's been some efforts and some particularly in different states. I think there's about 28 states that are looking at some of the changes in their tax laws and other things in order to, as states are doing now, trying to look for revenues. But we just want to make sure that they don't inadvertently really hurt the opportunity that people have to manage their own businesses. You know, it's well over 10 million, almost 10 and a half million folks across this great country who are independent contractors, who run their businesses that way. About one out of every $8 that's earned in the U.S. is earned by an independent contractor, and it can be a small business, it can be an individual, but it just does provide the flexibility and the opportunity and the freedom for people to run their businesses as they want. So we're building a coalition, got a great group of folks across the country that are adding on, and building a website that will serve as a tool for people to really learn about what's going on out there, which is really one of the biggest challenges for small businesses across the country, is the volume of regulations that come out. And as a small business, you know, inherent to their size and to the way that they're structured, they don't have full-time compliance officers and full-time legal departments and other things like that that can really let them know either what might be coming or what is out there in that regulatory space. And so we just want to create a greater awareness.
All right. So you're telling me, obviously, independent contractors are under threat to some extent in terms of regulation, some potential legal changes. A factor kind of impacting independent contractors is the fact that some employers make these arrangements in an effort to skirt around having full-time employees with benefits. Should there really be kind of a strict definition of an independent contractor, or should it be as simple as that's the arrangement between the employee and the employer?
Well, I think there has to be parameters. There's no doubt. And I think that's very important. You know, independent contractors definitely know that they are responsible for their state and local income tax. They also know that they're responsible for ensuring that there's health care coverage and other benefits for themselves and for their families. You know, they have to do all of that reporting. And there are some, unfortunately, you know, some of the things that are being brought up are rooted with legitimate concern, but there's always going to be some people in every industry who choose not to follow the rules. We're not talking about eliminating the rules. We're talking about making sure that the rules are consistent with what we want to see in our nation in terms of the opportunities and freedoms for people to run their businesses like they want. And most importantly, as we're watching our economy slowly come back, recognizing the people that are really producing the jobs. We know that corporate America is doing their fair share, but we're also seeing that the majority of The jobs that are being, the net new jobs that are coming on are being produced by small businesses and independent contractors. So we're not, we don't want them skirting anything. We just want to make sure that they've got the freedom to be able to operate the way that they want. Flexibility is a huge issue there in terms of what people are looking for.
So tell me where your travels are going to take you in this coalition. Do you anticipate speaking to Congress? Do you anticipate speaking more to some state legislators? Is there something else that you've got on the horizon?
Well, this is not just for me to speak. This is really more for those people who are possibly would be affected. That's why we want to create a website that'll be a resource for them to be able to see, to be able to show what's going on in the different states and the actions that are being proposed or taken in different states, as well as the possibilities of what might be coming out of the collaborative efforts between the IRS and the Labor Department, so that they can see if, in fact, they really will be affected and how it will affect them. It's not, you know, my voice is to hopefully gather folks and in terms of the awareness of the coalition, but the voices and the faces really need to be the members of the coalition.
And the website is itsmybusiness.com. What can folks find there?
www.itsmybusiness.com. So they'll be able to find, again, the kind of information, the details about the federal and state actions that might be, that could possibly be threatening their business models and jeopardizing their, you know, positive economic contributions in terms of job creation and growing this economy. And, you know, I think certainly most Americans realize that, you know, putting our economy back on track never was going to be done, you know, by the government. It's certainly by businesses and industries. Government's got a role to play, and we know that we're probably going to have to see revenues coming from somewhere, and we're going to have to see some cuts and some serious discussions about that. But one of the greatest ways and the most productive ways that we can grow our economy is through job creation and through really ensuring that there's greater certainty for businesses in terms of the regulatory aspects of what's coming out of the agencies, so that they actually have the confidence to take their resources and reinvest them in themselves. And that's something that I've always worked on, particularly with small businesses, because they're such the lifeblood of Arkansas, but also the lifeblood of the economy.
From the It's My Business Coalition to It's None of My Business, let's talk about what else you've been up to these days. What does a former U.S. senator do with her free time?
Well, the same thing I tried to do with all of my free time when I was an elected official, and that is to be with my family. I'm home an awful lot in Arkansas. Love being home. Just hosted a family reunion in Helena, Memorial Day weekend. So had all of my cousins and siblings, and we had a great time over there, and that was fun. I've got, as you know, twin boys who are finishing their junior year of high school and getting ready to be seniors, and that is definitely keeping me busy. I had to go to an event last evening with one of my sons on his debate, end-of-year debate club, and you know, we're getting ready for football season. One's already started football practice. Bennett made regionals in the tracks, and so in the hurdles, so that was a good thing. So, you know, just watching my kids grow up, and they're doing great stuff. I'm also working with Senator Bob Dole, former senator, former majority leader. Wonderful, wonderful man. Just doing amazing things still for our country in his outreach for bipartisanship and common sense and all kinds of good things. So that's been interesting. And I'm also working with two former members of the House that I served with, Congressman Billy Tozan from Louisiana and Congressman Earl Pomeroy, who was in my class. Earl came in with me in the election in 92 to the House, and Billy and I were two of the five original founders of the Blue Dogs. So out there doing, you know, lots of things, trying to move things forward in a positive way and in a bipartisan way, and still trying to noodle around with those kind of things that I think are so important to our country and to our state of Arkansas.
I've known you for a long time, Senator. I want you to be really honest with me. Uh-huh. Is it better on the other side of the equation, out of the Senate and in the private sector? Do you enjoy it?
Well, I do. You know, my favorite part of being elected was problem solving. And from the other side, it's sometimes a little bit more difficult to solve problems. It takes a lot longer. You know, I felt good about the relationships I had built in my time in service, both in the House and certainly in the Senate. And with those relationships, I felt like I was pretty productive when I was in. And so those same friendships and relationships are helpful in being productive when you get out as well. But there's a good side to it, for absolutely.
Have we seen the last of you running for political office? Do you think that you'll ever appear on the ballot again in Arkansas?
Yeah. As much as I would love to, I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. lots of talk and comparisons that your former colleague, Senator Mark Pryor, the lone remaining Democrat in the state's federal delegation, signs are that he's in for a tough re-election battle, a lot like your 2010 campaign. Do you see some comparisons in that race, or do you think 2014 is a totally different political environment?
Well, it's not totally different environment, but there are some similarities. You know, the media is phenomenal. I was visiting with my friend Chris Dodd a couple of nights ago, and he was saying the comparison between his work in the Senate and his father's. And he said, you know, my dad would finish a vote on a Thursday night and he'd be back in Connecticut to, you know, go to a Rotary dinner or to a, you know, some kind of a chamber dinner or something. And he'd be able to visit with people about what he had done. You know, there'd be a group of 200 people at those dinners where he could really talk about the vote and what it meant and, you know, what the process was to get there. He says, for us, as we finished, you know, you take a vote and before you can walk out of the chamber, there's probably 300 different descriptions of what you voted for, how you voted, why you voted, and there's really not that opportunity to get a consistent message out, and it's tough because there are so many different outlets where people get their information, and so, you know, that's changed the difference between 2010 for me and 2004 was just phenomenal. And I'm sure for Mark, it's going to be very different from, you know, his last campaign as well. And I sure hope and always a believer and a dedicated Democrat that our Democratic Party will be united in the primary and that we'll see Senator Pryor getting through that and putting his efforts and focus, and the Democrats will be unified in going to the polls in November. So
he's unopposed right now on the Republican side, but it sure feels like he's running a hard reelection campaign because he's getting attacked from the left and the right on some stuff. What do you think of Mark Pryor's chances for reelection?
I think he's got good chances for re-election. Mark's a hard worker. He's a thoughtful legislator. He's dedicated to Arkansas. I think he really works hard to find the middle ground and the consensus that needs to be had to be productive. I mean, people's dissatisfaction with Congress is because they just lack any productive efforts in so many ways, and most of the productivity really comes from consensus building. I mean, nothing's ever perfect. I used to always say, you know, I didn't come to Washington to create a work of art. It was a work in progress. And you know, working with people to come up with something that was 85-90% of what you wanted was critically important to move things forward. And Mark is that way. He works hard with other people. He makes, builds good relationships. And again, he's a thoughtful legislator, and he's a diehard, dedicated Arkansan. And so I think people will see that.
All right. Former Senator Blanche Lincoln, she's the chairman of the It's My Business Coalition. You can learn more at itsmybusiness.com. Senator, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, great to be with you, Roby. We'll see you in Arkansas next week.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.